I'm optimistic. I had a great talk with Tony Sperano. I think he understands what it is to be a Raider head coach. He's been in the league for many years. He's got a tree that he's worked under with Bill Parcells. He's worked with Marty Schottenheimer. People that I know that have football in their veins. And I think he'll be all right. And so I'm optimistic about the future of this season. And we'll go from there.
Mark Davis speaking glowingly of the new head coach of the Oakland Raiders, Tony Sperano, when he makes his first appearance on the Silver and Black Show. Welcome, first of all, Coach. And tell me about your interaction with the owner of the Raiders after you were named the interim coach on Tuesday.
Well, I actually got a chance to visit with him that day, earlier in the day. And, you know, he had come in and we visited about a few different things. You know, he shared his passion, this football team, and it was very clear to me what his passion was and how bad he wanted to win and how bad he wants to bring, you know, a championship here, you know, to Oakland and to these fans. And, you know, I share the same passion, no question about that, from the day that I walked in the building here. And we had a really candid, open conversation about a lot of things, and it was really healthy, and I enjoyed the conversation, and we left with a really good feeling.
He mentioned Bill Parcells' name, and one of Al Davis's closest friends in pro football was Coach Parcells, who you're very close with. So did you have any relationship with Al Davis?
I had a little bit of a relationship with Al Davis through the owners' meetings. At the time when I was in Miami, got a chance to meet, you know, Mr. Davis, Mrs. Davis during that time, and through Bill, you know, and obviously during the combine periods, those type of things, we spent a little bit of time together sitting there at the start, the 40-yard dash start where they would both sit together, and we spent some time there. So I love picking his brain and talking to him about the tradition and the history here, but he was a tremendous football man, and, you know, I like being around those people and kind of getting to learn the game a little bit.
Did he mention you knocking him out of the record book? He wasn't happy when you came in Miami and went 11-5 after a 1-15 because ET went from 1-13 to 10-4, but he always maintained you had two more games.
So yeah, yeah.
That was your edge, right?
That was my edge at the time. So, and no, he didn't mention that to me at that time at all. But you know, I recently, Dennis had asked me to speak to the team a couple weeks back, and you know, I spoke to the team just about that, you know, about turning things around and about being able to be in those kind of situations and being part of those situations. And I used the Raiders example, you know, because when you really look back at those, the greatest turnarounds in this game, you know, you'll see the Raiders and you'll see Miami.
Philosophy. Obviously, Bill Parcells shaped it greatly. Marty Schottenheimer, and you spoke of one year with Marty where you were 0-5 and wound up 8-8. These are both coaches that like to run the rock, like to run the football. Yeah. Is that your football philosophy as well, Tony?
Yeah, my football philosophy is, you know, is really very simple, and it is to run the football, no question about it. But it's also, you know, the critical factors that show up in the ball game, we have to be able to eliminate those critical factors from a negative standpoint. So those kind of philosophies are important, and we're going to drill those things into our team. But running the football, for me, sets up an awful lot. I mean, from a play-action standpoint with our quarterback and the way our quarterback can move in the pocket, some movement stuff, those type of things, that'll all be part of what we do. In order to do that, we got to be able to keep football games tight.
When we watch you guys play, when you're the head coach of this team, whether it's the first game against San Diego or week two against Arizona, will we notice that your offense is run differently than what Dennis did?
I think what we'll notice, more importantly, is just is that we'll try very hard, to be more physical, okay, to do the things that we've done well. And we have done some things well here through this period. I know, you know, when you're 0-4, you know, the glass is kind of half empty. And, you know, we've gone back through this bye week right now and spent a lot of time looking at things that we've done well right now. You'll see some of those things start to show up time and time again. I'm a repeater, and that's okay. You know, I mean, if something is good for us, let's do it, okay, and let's keep doing it until they make it bad.
I loved your line about the team. The biggest problem we have here is these guys forgot how to win.
Yeah.
And some of these guys have not won, frankly, in the NFL. Some have been in other programs and
sure.
teams, and and won. How do you teach him to finish the game and actually win the game?
Well, I think one of the things that we have to do a good job of here is it's easy to go in there and talk about the negatives right now. I mean, there's a long list of negatives, and there's a lot of excuses out there right now. Okay, and we can fall into the trap of the excuses, okay, and buy into that. But we really need to start to accentuate some of the positives that we've had right now and start to look at some of those periods where we did play good football through the first 4 weeks of the season. Okay, this is where we played good football. Really what our football team needs is we need to get into a good old-fashioned scrap, okay, and win one of those close games too.
When you were the head coach, you also called plays. When you were the offensive coordinator, you called plays. Greg Olsen has been calling the plays here for a little while. Do you anticipate letting Greg still call plays, or might be that something you get involved in?
No, I think Greg, I'm going to let Greg call the plays. Okay, one of the things I need to do here right now, you know, is I do need to make sure that I am visible on both sides of the football. Hey, I'm going to let Greg call the plays. I have all, you know, the utmost faith and trust in Greg right now. I think he's done a great job of handling Derek Carr, okay, and of handling our offense.
All right, when we come back, we're going to sit down one more segment with the new head coach of the Raiders, talk about some of the personnel. You mentioned Derek Carr, the good-looking young left guard, Gabe Jackson. We'll get into some of the personnel issues the Raiders have and some of the strengths they have, as well as we continue with Tony Sperano on the Silver and Black Show.
If I told you how efficient we were when we're handing the ball off right now and the number of times that we've handed it off and how efficient those plays were, well, those numbers would be pretty good. Problem is, we're not getting enough at-bats.